Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
And Marty is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry your pretty little head about it. Michael Bartley on The Voice of Pittsburgh is sitting in for Marty today. I'll be here till 2 o'clock, and then Colin is up. And who didn't know this was going to happen? My phone lines are jammed right now because I'm trying to figure out how to translate Trump. I never get it, but some of you do. I don't. Maybe you can help. Maybe you're sick of it like I am. He says one thing about the war and then the opposite in an hour. I mean, that's an oversimplification, but you understand what I'm saying. I just don't get it. I don't. Rick in Beachview. Rick, you are on KDKA. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Well, I guess with Trump, it's more about policy. You know, you can't nail him down. It's like nailing Joe to the wall. But if you look at the way he acts, it's more accurate. I think after his first presidential term, so to speak, he did tell you a lot. And he definitely talked more than Biden does. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I don't think he's going to give you much. And, like, with him saying we won the war, that's obviously, you know, we didn't win yet. But I think we're definitely winning, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would you but it's interesting you say that. I'll tell you one thing about him. He ain't afraid of the media. He's not afraid of walking up to the media and starting to talk. But I think they shielded Biden, and most politicians do a good job with the media. But they shield a president at times. He doesn't do a lot of news conferences because he kind of doesn't have to. He walks out of the White House, going on a helicopter, walks right up to them, walks right to the back and talks to them on Air Force One. He has them in the Oval Office daily. He's not afraid of the media whatsoever. But it's making me crazy. Do you understand what I'm saying, Rick? Following you're a Trump supporter. But do you just dismiss what he's saying out of hand, thinking, oh, that's probably not what he meant?
Yeah, in general, you can't. It's like I said, it's like nailing Joe to the wall. It's just not going to stick. I think his actions are where you're, you know, you kind of judge him, so to speak. And I think, like, Marco Rubio is a much better representative of our country, so to speak. You know, and you could take his actions and his speech, so not speech, but, you know, what he says more accurately to reality versus Trump. Trump's a hammer looking for a nail. You know, he whacks your thumb, but then he drives one home, and you're
He's
like, all right.
He's a hammer looking for a nail. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. All right. Hey, thanks. I'm hoping to get some help understanding because this zigzag, especially as it relates to a war that we're in, it drives people like me crazy. Rick, thanks for the call. I really appreciate that. I really do. Ron in Pittsburgh. Ron, you're on KDKA.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
I want to talk about this war. I'm all for what he's doing.
Okay.
Because they're wacko people, and what's stopping them from getting the nuclear weapons and shooting it over here?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I'm happy if he's going to take care of business.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's complaining, oh, I got to pay more for gas. I got to pay more for food. Hey, the American people, they're spoiled nowadays.
Wow, you know what? You know what? I said that about you guys when gas prices were high under Joe Biden and you guys cried your eyes out.
I didn't cry.
You said Joe Biden's doing a decent job and Joe Biden's a good president and stop being spoiled.
Not being spoiled. Not me. Not me.
Okay, Ronnie. Hey.
I'm just saying. What happened in World War II?
Yeah. Are you a World War II veteran?
Nope.
Yeah.
As long as she goes, takes care of business, I don't have a problem with it.
All right. Ron, good call. Okay. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much. I do. Whoops. Sorry about that. Sorry. Steven Charleroi. Steve, you're next.
How are you, Michael?
I'm fine, Steve.
Yeah, I'm troubled by some of the things our president says also. I love him, and I pray for him, and I'm concerned for our country. Because everybody, all the leaders of the world are hearing what we hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it really troubled me when he said, when Mueller died, he said he's dead, and I'm glad.
Oh, that was horrible. Yeah, I know.
Oh, my, that cut me to the heart.
Yeah, that was terrible.
You know, and I heard him say it, so it struck me. But I want to say this. God does not condone war. Jesus wants us to love each other. And he said concerning our enemies, if the Muslims would be our enemies, he said, love ye your enemies, bless them that curse you, pray for them which despitefully use you. And the Bible said, we get into this kind of mess we're in. There's one solution. It's in 2 Chronicles 7:14. I don't know if you're familiar with the Bible or not. But it said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So we're in a mess, and only God can fix it.
Steve, does Trump's zigzaggy up and down over and again comments?
Listen, I'm 78 and a half years old, and Trump's older than me.
Yeah,
he's going to be 80. Biden of being unstable.
Yeah.
Trump has some instability. I mean, he's not totally sound. I love him. I pray for him. But I don't know if he's trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you one thing one day, one thing the next day, what do you say?
Yeah. Can I ask you a personal question? Did you vote for him?
Sure.
You did?
No.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
I am a Christian.
Yeah.
I believe I'm an ambassador for Christ.
Good for you.
I'm here on assignment.
Good for you.
I'm not here to fix the United States.
Uh-huh.
I'm here to fix the people. There's only one fix for the people.
What'd you think of Pope Leo's comments yesterday?
I semi-agree with him.
All right.
I mean, we're not here to kill people.
He said Jesus does not listen to prayers.
What's that?
He said Jesus does not listen to the prayers of those who wage war.
That's true. if you have aught against anybody, if you're upset with anybody, says he won't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
We got to walk in love.
Yeah.
With all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, be put away from us of all malice. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. And to judge people, like Hegedish, is that his name?
Hegseth, yeah.
Yeah, well, to judge people, like call them evil. They think we're the evil.
Uh-huh.
And you know what the Quran says?
Mm.
If somebody says that the Son of Mary is the Son of God, they're an infidel and they're to be put to death. The Quran says to hate your enemies and kill them. Jesus said to love your enemies and pray for them.
Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Are you getting used to Trump's rhetoric? Will you ever get used to it? I don't know if I ever can. I never understand. No, he just doesn't have any credibility with me. We obliterated their nuclear capacity, and now we're at war with them. In and out, up and down, zigzag, all over the place. So I just guess I have to take the President of the United States' comments with a grain of salt. I don't know. But it gets old. It does, especially at war. Being at war. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
It is a Monday afternoon coming up on 11:20 on this Monday afternoon. Monday of Holy Week. Here we go. Yeah. Michael Bartley in for Marty Griffin. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Phil in West Mifflin. Phil, you're on KDK. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
Sure.
I just wanted to say the one thing about the cameras and Trump always walking over to the cameras and reporters. He treats these things, they're like narcotics to him. He really does have that narcissistic tendency. And he I think, has this misguided notion that we always want to hear from him and as often as possible. I really think he believes that because at least he shows that. Now, back to the other part of just saying something one day and something else the other day, that's all a part of that. Thinking that people need to hear from him all the time, but issues like this, war and the economy and all of that, these issues require smart people, very smart people, who come to us, the American people, and explain these issues to us. Unfortunately, Donald Trump isn't one of those people. He's a crafty person. He's been able to do things and worm his way into things. When you really think about it, and if his supporters would only listen and take time, he's not one of the smartest presidents we've ever had. And I'm sorry, he just isn't. And unfortunately, so many people don't pay attention to enough news. They only go to one source or no sources. And so they believe what they read on the president's social media site or their own favorite site, and that one opinion, that's it. That's all I care about.
Phil, this is the most. This was the most brilliant call I've had all day, and you're a super bright guy. I agree with every single word that came out of your mouth. He probably has this addiction where he thinks people want to hear from him, and I give him kudos not to be afraid of the media. He gets in front of them. He just does it. He ain't afraid of nothing as it relates to that. And I've seen presidents get shielded, Reagan included, unless he was scripted.
Yeah.
Trump doesn't give a damn about a script. However, you're right about this. I think you're right. I think I can feel the American public's patience running out with this guy because this is a war. This is different, heavy stuff. We've had some of our troops killed in this thing. We have a president who says we won the war, and then he says we're still going. We obliterated their nuclear capacity, but we're still going. One thing after another. Maybe that's an old-fashioned way of zigzagging, where I can't figure out what the hell is the truth and what isn't. But at the end of the day, Phil, this is serious business. And I thought to myself, I there were times when I wish they would let Biden get out there and let him talk. I thought Obama was very good with the media. But Obama and Bush, Clinton, all former presidents have been very measured, very tight-lipped, right, as it relates to information. We don't need to know, and unless we absolutely need to know it, and. Phil, hold on, because I'm hearkening back to that, and I'm thinking, you know, there's several times a day I'm like, President Trump, shut up. I can't, yeah. I think people are running out of patience. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. But it's a classic example of a person who doesn't understand the information he's discussing. That's a perfect example of that. He just wants to be in front of those cameras so badly that some of this information, I don't believe he understands it.
And it's one thing for the...
I hate to say that.
I understand you. I do. It's one thing for... and it's one thing for the American public to... at least try to get used to him, and I guess I can't. Maybe I'm constitutionally incapable of doing it, but it's also, you know, an American president is the most powerful person on earth, and whatever they say worldwide, you know, when he says that, you know, he might invade Iran and go after oil, that's a major statement worldwide, and when he says we obliterated their nuclear capability, people are like, oh, geez, thank go, oh, good, good job. Good job. This is over. And then, but it's not over. It's not.
No, it's not.
I think people are running out of patience here. I do. Can anybody shut him up or at least convince him that, okay, let's do one statement a week. Let's not talk about what we're doing or how we're feeling or what we're negotiating until we know exactly what the deal is. And it happened again today. It happened again today. And the news media runs with it, and then Marco Rubio's stuck for an answer because or it has to at least qualify the answer. Because we don't know what the president's saying, and I don't want to be an American citizen and have to think my president has no credibility.
Yeah,
And that's where we are. I don't know. I think that's where we are. It's one zigzag, you know, after another. I don't know. America's winning the war, yet we're sending a whole bunch of more troops, and I think people have, their patience is running out. I do. I really do. Phil, thanks for the call. Right. I appreciate it. Very good call. Go ahead. You have 30 seconds. We want to take it.
Oh, that's it. I'm done. I've said pretty much.
I appreciate all I wanted to say. That was a very good call, Phil. Thank you. Phil from West Mifflin. I appreciate it. 866-391-1020. Paul Alexander is getting ready to give you the latest news up to date right here on News Radio KDKA.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Okay, welcome back. Michael Bartley in for Marty Griffin. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Yes, I, my ears perked up. Paul had that newscast, the news there a few minutes ago, and Tamara Rush's story about Fetterman. Oh, this is going to be interesting, isn't it, politically? Oh, my. Do you think Democrats are overreacting about Fetterman? You think they're overreacting? Do you? I wonder. I don't know. I don't know. But you know what? It wasn't that long ago. He was the greatest. John Fetterman. He wears shorts. He's the greatest. He's the greatest. And, you know, and don't hand me that, you know, because, you know, the Trump folks are hypocritical too. I, you know, one of my favorite politicians ever is Mitt Romney. So honest, and they hate his guts because he went against Trump. Fetterman goes with Trump on a couple things, not everything, pretty much bipartisan. And guess what? What Tamara said, that latest poll, 62% of Democrats now disapprove of John Fetterman. It's interesting, isn't it? Isn't that interesting? And today we learned that, oh yeah, Fetterman's up in this primary in 2028 is going to be wild. It'd be just as wild as the midterms coming up here in the fall. But they're going to primary Fetterman, and they're already announcing. So this former Democratic Congresswoman Susan Wild, that's what Tamara's story was about, has announced that she's the latest. She's going to be running in a primary against John Fetterman. And, you know, and he was the darling, was he ever, of the Democrats. Oh, yeah. Republicans hated his guts. They like him now. But I don't know. Are Democrats overreacting? I'm not sure with his health, Fetterman's even going to run again. I wonder if that's part of his thinking. But man, they can't stand him. Wow. And I just think that's interesting. Brad in Pittsburgh. Brad, you're on KDKA related to the John Fetterman news.
Hey, you know, I'm glad to have the chance to speak out on the sure. matter, because he has just driven me crazy this year, siding with Trump on everything, almost regardless of the issue, it seems like, throwing things off. And he was a darling. In fact, you know, as a registered Democrat, I really, you know, I trusted him at his word for what he was going to do. But it turns out all he was trying to do was kiss a political butt. And I would be ashamed to ever vote for him again. I cannot believe the policy issues that he's stood basically in opposition to what his constituents feel on almost every issue.
Like which ones? You mean about? Well, go ahead.
I mean, seriously, like you name a single vote, even the confirmation of the new DHS secretary. Uh-huh. I mean, it seemed absurd to me that Fetterman would go ahead and vote for confirmation when it could have forced them back to the drawing table. And, you know, now we've got somebody else in there that's questionable running a service that's probably not even going to be funded for the entire year. And I mean, Fetterman he took advantage of the state of Pennsylvania by basically being the tattooed, easygoing guy. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of voters don't represent in, regional elections. They don't pay a lot of attention to the seats in Congress, and we're paying the price for it right now. And I can't wait to see that guy out of there.
You don't think? Okay, there are a couple schools of thinking here. You don't think he's going to change parties? I don't think so. He said he's not going to. But look at, because
why would you if you can get? Yeah, I mean, if the Democrats will vote you in, and then you can just be a Republican. I mean, it really just demonstrates how pathetic this whole partisanship has become, and how divided the country has become, and how people are willing to basically vote against their own interests.
And the other thinking is that people are saying behind the scenes, I was a Democratic ward chairman, and I don't believe this either, that he's doing all these votes to get Republican support. He wants to run for governor and all that. I don't see that either. It's all kind of 62% in that Quinnipiac poll that Tamira mentioned of Democrats. 62% of Democrats now disapprove of him. 73% of Republicans now approve of him. So this is, you talk about a flip. This is fascinating.
Yeah, whatever he calls himself, he's not a Democrat.
Yeah, well, interesting. I'll tell you right now. Okay, thanks for the call, Brad. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. I love all my callers. Judy in New Kensington. Judy, you're on KDK. Judy, you there? Hello, Judy. Judy. Are you there, Judy? Judy? Trev, is she there? She says she's there. I don't know where she's at. Okay. Judy, are you there? All right, I'm going to keep you on hold here for a minute. I think she's there. But you know, it's interesting. If they're coming out already to prepare to primary him, you know, this lady from the Lehigh, she's from kind of Lehigh Valley, is... That's Susan Wild. Then he's gonna. They're gonna be a lot more people. I don't know. There'll be a lot more people, but I don't know. I hate to say it. I've done stories with John Fetterman over the years. I kind of like John Fetterman. I can't help it. I do. But he's, you know, I think they're going to get him. But I like guys that have the you know what's to stand up for America and vote the way they think without such acrimony. and retribution, i.e. Mitt Romney, who Republicans and Trumpers wanted to crucify, and Chris Christie. You know, I mean, that's what it is. So, oh, okay, she's, Miss G. I don't know if I get to her now. Yeah, I don't know if I'll get to her now. But, yeah, but to think this guy was, John Fetterman was like, he was the Democrat of Democrats. And I'm talking nationally. Fetterman, I got called Fetterman this. And do you know, did you ever meet Fetterman? Oh, he's the greatest. Fetterman this and Fetterman that. He's persona non grata for a lot of people right now in the Democratic Party. Are they overreacting? The Trump people overreacted on any Republican who went against Trump. They wanted to crucify them. Uh-huh. Yes, indeed. Mitt Romney, one of them, who I thought was the most honorable politician ever. Yes, I did. All right. Getting back to the phones when I return. Michael Bartley, KDK. Boy, this Marty show goes fast. Wow. Ooh, man. We had a lot of fun. We got covered a lot of ground here today. All right. I have a gazillion callers on the line. I don't think I'm going to get to everybody, but and I'm tight on time. Barb in Bloomfield. Barb, you're on KDK. Go ahead, Barb.
Thank you, Michael. About Fetterman, I am a Republican, but I did not vote for Trump this last time. He has really irked me with some of the things he has said and done. So I voted, I wrote in Kennedy's name because I sort of like him. But as far as Fetterman goes, he may be a Democrat, but he is not following party lines on either side. He is doing what's right for the people, or what he thinks is the right thing to do, not following down the party line were saying, you know, and doing what everybody else is doing. He sits back and he looks at things and tries to do the right thing for the people, which is what all our congressmen and senators should be doing.
You know, that's a good, and I think Mitt Romney did the same thing. And it's interesting, wouldn't it be interesting? My producer, Trevin, brought this up. Wouldn't it be interesting to have politicians without party labels that they absolutely have to follow what their party says? So Barb, good call. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. I do.
Bye-bye.
Ed and Cecil. Ed, I'm tight on time, but go ahead, Ed.
Hey, I agree with the last caller. I'm 100%. I do call congressmen's offices very regularly, and Fetterman's office is probably the only office that usually answers the phone and they get back to you. So he got it going on, man. I'm all for Fetterman.
That's a good call. I'll tell you what, though, Ed, Dave McCormick's office locally is run by a friend of mine. Dave McCormick's office is very responsive, and so is Chris DeLuzio's office. But Summer Lee's office, I've said this 100 times, is not. And I don't think, and I live in her district, and I've tried to get a hold of her a couple of times. They do not call me back. I don't know why. Maybe I don't know, understand it, but Ed, thanks a million. I appreciate the call very much. So, Bob in Newcastle. Bob, I'm tight on time. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Under normal circumstances, you know, I would be in favor with Fetterman, but I tell you that we're in anything but normal times with what's happening out there, and from every department in there, whether it's the FCC, whether it's the Defense Department, whether it's the Justice Department not releasing files against the law, it's not normal. And therefore, I don't think he should be part of what is being pushed in this situation. And that's my only gripe with him. I love bipartisanship and independence. That's where this country needs to go.
Bob, can I ask you a personal question? Are you an independent?
No, I'm registered Democrat, but I tell you what, it's in the top of my thing to do to go to independent because a pox on them all, really.
Yeah.
And I don't vote straight tickets. I never have.
Listen, I voted for a lot of Republicans over the years. I wanted Jack Hines to be our president, and he should have been. You know, I voted for Arlen Specter over the years, you know, and I know Republicans had voted for Democrats over the years. I voted for Tom Ridge. Tom Corbett, who's a dear friend of mine. I worked on his campaign.
I get it.
I know. Yeah. So yeah, it's interesting. Hey Bob, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Callers, I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of you. I just sort of ran out of time. Ending on this Fetterman thing, this is not the last time this is going to come up. You know, it's just not. I don't know if Democrats are overreacting. You tell me. So there you go. I'm not sure, you know. But I still like them. I do. All right, listen. Boy, these 4 hours went fast. Wow. Anyway, I'll be back Thursday evening, 6 o'clock. Okay. And we'll get into a lot of these issues then at that time as well. So thanks for all the calls today. Hang in there. Hey. It's Holy Week. It's Holy Week. For those of you who understand what that means, be nice. Be nice. Michael Bartley, KDK. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. 2 personalities, 2 available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.